Alrighty, good morning, or good afternoon, Mayor and City Council. So my presence here today is one of concern.
Sir, can you just state your name?
Yeah, so my name's Andrew. I live in Palm Coast. Like I said, I'm here on an issue of concern that I have. Obviously, everybody knows about what happened with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And I think, obviously, everybody would agree that this is a time to grieve and to condemn violence. However, something disturbed me that was not the avenue that a local blogger recently took to cover this story. He chose attacks and demonization. And let me remind you that this guy, you know, had just been killed, and our taxpayer dollars are going to market through this blog. So he made a lot of slurs toward Mr. Kirk, which I find highly offensive. He called his faith anti-Semitic, and if you're wondering what he's referring to as far as Mr. Kirk being anti-Semitic, it's Christianity. So as a Christian, I take offense to that. And I just think there's no time to be, you know, making those kind of claims after a man was killed and shot. And it got worse from there. He connects Charlie Kirk to a group that Charlie had no affiliation with. He connected him to an extremist group, I guess, to create fear. Then he interviews a local organization and was talking to them about how they might feel and how they're afraid, creating more fear in the community. To me, this is extreme and divisive rhetoric. I don't think there's a place for our city to be connected with talk like this. I support his First Amendment. I support all of our First Amendment. I support his right to say everything that he wants to say on his blog. Attack me if he wants to, attack all of you, attack anyone in the community. I totally support him doing that. I totally support the freedom of the press. However, I do not support my tax dollars going towards this. Now, you guys have a choice today. I had a choice to not come in today or come in today. I came in today to talk to you guys. You have a choice to either do nothing. But if you, like me, are concerned about our tax dollars being connected to this type of divisive rhetoric, then I'm asking my District 3 representative, if you disagree with this kind of our connection with this type of rhetoric, I'm asking my District 3 representative to make a motion to discontinue and disentangle our city's message, which is one of unity for our city, and our tax dollars from this platform. So I'll leave that into your hands, and I hope you guys have a great day. It's good to see a lot of you guys.
Thank you, Andrew. You don't look the same, brother. What happened? Your hair got shorter, the beard?
I got older.
Campaigning ages you, don't it?
I think it does, yeah. No. Good to see you guys. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else for public comment?
You know, I didn't read whatever article Andrew was speaking about with regards to Flagler Live. I'm assuming Flagler Live is what he's referring to. I didn't read that or hear that. I don't know what he's referring to. I will try to take a look, but in the meantime, I don't know what type of money the city spends, what type of advertising we do, if it's online, if it's, as a part of the articles. So any information that city manager can provide to us in that regard, he asked us to take action, and I just, I'm not prepared to take any action like that without having more information.
Yeah, I started reading the article, and I got probably 500 words into the blah, 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 which is usually typical with Pierre's writings. So, but when I did go back and I looked down a little bit further, I'm like, man, it's just typical Pierre and his blog. It's a blog. He can say he's media all he wants. He's not a publication. He's not a newspaper. He is a blogger. It's like having Sean Hannity right for your city. So city manager, how much do we designate that goes to any type of advertising on that blog?
I'd have to look that up for you and get
that number. Do we advertise with him?
Yes, we advertise on a broad spectrum with all of our different advertising partners. Brittany just said that this year was around $6,000. We're trying to make sure that we're reaching as much people with a broader audience, and our advertising doesn't imply we're in agreement or endorsing any editorial content produced by any of these outlets, such as Palm Coast Observer, WNZF. We advertise all across our channels.
Yeah, but that his is not, as far as I know, it's just he may have some people that he fronts as an editorial board. No one edits what he writes. And some of the stuff, he has actually made derogatory comments about a birth defect that I have, about my lazy eye. This is how bad he is. It's the truth according to Pierre. He leaves out facts. He nitpicks. And I think he's bad for our community. Some of his information I take with a grain of salt. Once you weed through all the crap that he's writing, and then you can get down to some of the numbers and the facts and stuff, that's fine. But I think it's a bad look for our community. What did you have?
Yeah, Andrew did send me an email on that, and I did ask Brittany to explain, you know, what we were doing as far as advertising. And she provided an answer to me, and I did go back to Andrew and say, based on that answer, I don't think what we're doing is harmful, because we're trying to get our word out of what we're doing at the city, and as large an audience as problem. But I will say this. The article that was in Flagler Live concerning Charlie Kirk was a disgraceful article.
Yes.
It's called what it's called is projection. In other words, he didn't have a lot of specific bad things to say about Charlie Kirk, but there's a whole bunch of other people in the world that he doesn't like. And then he equates, so that's projection, he equates Charlie with all those other things. And it was a horrendous article to write at the time. And I agree with all that side. I don't agree with just not advertising where we get out to as many people as we possibly can on use of our system. That particular blog does create some significant problems here in the city.
Yes.
And we've gone through this before in the county. I've gone through with 10 years, and usually you do a little more damage by making a big deal about it or doing something officially here that probably will not do much good either way.
Well, I believe in the freedom of press and the freedom of speech. But as we've been learning in the last week or so, we don't have to spend money with that organization or anything like that if we don't have to. And there's plenty of mediums out there, and I follow Flagler Live, and you know, because like I said, some of the information is factual, but when it gets down to his opinion and what he feels, you know, his view of the world is, to me, it's garbage. Do you have anything, Councilman Gambaro?
Not on this topic. I'll have closing comments.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready to move to that.
Anything? Can we get numbers on that specifically? And we can come up, and if someone wants to make a motion to not patronize his business, I have no problem with it.
If I may just jump in here, because this was brought up by Councilman Danko. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, I can't recall, but we did look at numbers at one point, and, you know, love it or hate it, the medium does reach a lot of people. So to the extent we are trying to reach all members of our community, and I think we are, you know, I don't know that we should not advertise based on not agreeing with a viewpoint. I just want to, and listen, and Pierre is very aware of this. We disagree on a ton of things. That is 100% factual. We've had conversations about it. Again, I haven't read this specific article, but my concern is what I oftentimes voice, and that the pendulum always swings to the other side. So to the extent there are other people in our seats later on who have different viewpoints than us, if they decide to not advertise with something that we may read in the future, and now we're not getting access to our government information that we think we should get access to because they don't agree with our viewpoint, I think that that is a bad policy decision. If the reach weren't there, in other words, if we were paying $6,000 and the ROI were not there, I would say 100% pull the funding. But that's not based on the content. That's based on the fact that there's no ROI. So I think, you know, if it were an incredible amount of money, which it's not, it would probably be a different discussion. If it weren't reaching a lot of people, which it is, I think it would be a different discussion. Again, I'm happy to look at the numbers again. We have done this in the past. The money has proven to be useful in that it is reaching a lot of people. And I would just caution council as a, even though we are, I know I've been a vocal Republican, I'm proud of that fact, and I think we have a conservative board, we do need to be reaching every member of our community with our government news and information. So again, happy to look at the numbers, but I would just caution council as we move forward in this regard.
Yep. I have never considered Flagler Live, the media. He is a blogger. It's all opinion. Like I said, he may have some people on there that he says are his editorial board, but you have to go, who is his editor? Who says, hey, Pierre, stop. You can't write that. That's not appropriate. He has no editor. No one's editing what he... Newspapers are set up a specific way. Same way with newscasts. They are set up a certain way. He does not function like that. And to me personally, I think he hides behind the nonprofit also. So... You're not a nonprofit. Where is the profit going? Are you feeding your family with it? Are you pledging that money to charities? Where is the money going?
Mr. Mayor, I would advise you to move on.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. That's just my personal opinion.
Just to add to the discussion, so I didn't read the article in question, so I'm not sure exactly what was said. I trust that you guys saying that it is inappropriate is correct, and because we probably align on those ideals. I do, like the vice mayor, just caution, you know, not wanting to work with someone based on, for advertising, based on the content is somewhat incompatible with Charlie's ideals in a way. You know, he would rather have that conversation with them and be out in the front talking, not censoring people, not telling them they can't speak, things like that. And I know we're not censoring, but, you know, we're just withholding advertisement dollars. But in a sense, it's the same thing. You know, so my view is that when someone has a disagreement with you that's so incompatible that there's no conversation to be had, then ignore them and move on. And it is true that we're trying to make sure we are advertising our events and things like that, the information that we need to get out. We have public notice requirements and things like that as well that require us to advertise with people. And I don't think those things are endorsing or licensing the content of it. You know, just like, you know, we may disagree with CNN, but there's probably plenty of businesses owned by conservative people that advertise with CNN, you know, because they're trying to reach the audience and not co-signing the message, so to speak. That's just my thoughts on it. I just, it's hard to get into that portion where we're making decisions based on our opinion about other people's opinions. And then, you know, where does that stop? Because, you know, it could be somebody else up here making that same decision about you at some point in the future. So I'd rather set a standard of just being kind of in the middle about those things.
All right. Any further discussion on that? That was public participation. Matters of the city council not on the agenda. Anyone